And I just want to voice my thanksgiving to God for the fact that 56 years ago today, He brought me out of beautiful Switzerland into this beautiful land. 56 years ago, when I had to say goodbye, Ihr Berge lebt wohl, and I sang, oh, mein Heimatland, oh, mein Vaterland, wie so innig teurig liebe ich dich, with tears streaming down my face. I thought I'd never see my beautiful Switzerland again. But the wonderful thing, looking back over those years, is to see how graciously and minutely Jesus Christ had directed my path to this day. About 3 months before I left Switzerland, there was no sign of it at all. Not more than that we had heard of some visitor coming from America. But one day on the way to school, I said to the boys, boys, I'm going to America. And when I had said that, I was startled by the authority with which that sentence came out of my mouth. I'm sure today that God said it, because there was no inclination on my part or no idea that I would ever get to America. And after I had said that, the boys said, oh, that's wonderful. We wish we could go with you. And then, of course, I had to stop and apologize and tell them that I told them a lie. But, you know, 3 months later, I was on the way to America. And I love to think of that episode and to think of the goodness of God that arranged it all in such a wonderful way. And step by step, like the timetable precision God has led my life. And when Mrs. Johnson talked about young people, I would just advise them, put your life into the hands of Jesus completely and let Him guide you, and everything will come out okay.
Jesus shall live.